9 minutes after 8 o'clock here on your Tuesday morning. Time for a Kicks Morning Chat. And joining us this morning, we've got Tanya Stevenson from the Burke County Chamber. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Ready to gobble down some turkey and all the good sides.
Oh, I'm not a turkey fan, but no? I do love Thanksgiving. But turkey and ham, neither one are on my palate. But,
so, you know. So what do you do for Thanksgiving then?
Well, this year I'm going to my sister, so I have no idea. Uh-huh. We'll just see what she does. But typically, if I host, I usually do filet steaks and baked potatoes and salads.
Hey, that's not a bad way to go either.
Nothing gobbling about that, but
but delicious.
But I think it's delicious. But we'll see what I end up with on Thursday. Who knows?
I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time.
I'm sure I will.
And
yes.
You brought a guest in with you this morning.
I did. I have. We at the chamber have been working with our partners at the North Carolina Chamber and Blue Cross North Carolina over the past year to get a program called Carolina Health Works in place, and we are so excited we have it in place. And I brought Andrew Kaiser with us from Legacy Benefits. He's a local agent that works with Blue Cross North Carolina, and he's going to tell us a little bit about Carolina Health Works. Thank you for coming this morning, Andrew. We're excited about this program and looking forward to telling all of our businesses about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation. Carolina Health Works is a partnership between the North Carolina Chamber and Blue Cross Blue Shield. It is, to use insurance lingo, a MEWA, a multi-employer welfare arrangement. And it's really kind of an answer to the long-requested association health plan that chamber members have been looking for a long time. There are actually laws against association health plans of non-common interest employer groups. So you can't have a chamber association health plan. But North Carolina Chamber and Blue Cross got legislation passed back in December of 2024 to make this possible. And so far it's off to a quick start, but a good start. And it's, you know, beneficial to employers from the perspective of they can get the sort of same group, large group underwriting, but at, you know, 2 to 50 employees. So it's a real benefit from that perspective.
Yeah, well, we're really excited at the chamber because, like you said, since December, we've known about the new legislation. We've actually, as chambers, been fighting for legislation since the early 2000s. So
wow.
I feel like you know, we've got a major accomplishment in any way, shape, or form that mm-hmm. we've gotten this. But we are excited because our business is 2 to 50. That's the majority of our chamber members, and I think most chamber members around. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to be able to help with one of the largest expenses that our businesses have. So what are some, I know that there's two or three other requirements besides the 2 to 50 employees.
Yeah. So you have to be a company headquartered in North Carolina. Of course, you have to be a member of the chamber. It requires of the employer to pay on their employee's behalf at least 50% of the employee's cost of coverage. Now, you can contribute more if you'd like, up to 100%. It also requires 25% participation of the gross participants. So if you had four employees, you got to have, you know, one take the coverage. Or, you know, 10 employees, you got to have three take the coverage. You mm-hmm. can't have 2.5 employees, you got to round up. So
right. And, you know, for small businesses, a lot of times trying to find some sort of insurance for your employees isn't easy. So this sounds like this may be a good option to look into.
Yeah, it really is, especially if you are a low to moderate risk group. All these groups will be individually underwritten, but put into a larger pool of business. But if you have 9 or less employees, Blue Cross will require individual health apps on each of your employees. So they're going to gather that information on your employees. and give you a risk score. And then the rate is going to be based on that risk score. Now, if you're 10 or more, and I should say members, we've been talking about employees, but at this point it sort of shifts to members. Mm-hmm. But if you have 10 or more members, Blue Cross will use AI underwriting. So they'll use AI to go out into the worldwide web of data that's out there on us. For example, there is literally a bureau of all prescriptions that we've ever been prescribed. It doesn't mean we took them or filled them, but we were prescribed. So they can get access to information like that without having the employee do an individual application, but just, you know, go out into the worldwide web data and grab that, and then come back with a risk score. So it's nice. It doesn't, you know, kind of non-invasive for the employee, just a much simpler way to do it. Now, if you're an existing group with Blue Cross, at renewal, you can also get an underwritten product. Blue Cross will use the same products, the same structure of 2-9 or 10+, and do the same thing. So if you're already with Blue Cross, just hang in there. Your renewal's coming, and it'll include a Carolina HealthWorks quote.
So, yeah, important for employers as they're thinking about this. How do they go about getting a quote saying, hey, maybe this is something we can do and we want to offer our employees? How does that process work?
Yeah, well, the first stop would probably to reach out to your Burke County Chamber and just get a little additional information from them. Also, any licensed Blue Cross Blue Shield agent can provide quotes and has access to the same plans. But I encourage you to go to the Blue Cross Chamber and start there, and they'll get you in the right place.
And just to let everybody know, you know, I love my friends over in Caldwell and Catawba and McDowell, and I don't know how far your reach goes, but all of us, we are all participating in this.
Okay.
So if somebody's listening and they say, well, I'm in Catawba County, why should I have to join the Burke Chamber? They can go talk to the folks over at the Catawba Chamber, and you've got to be a member of the participating chamber, and
sure.
all of us in this region are participating. So you feel free to reach out to your local chamber. And of
Wonderful.
Course, we always love to talk to people doing business in Burke County.
Exactly, that's right. So if folks want to, you know, talk to you about this or, you know, anything about the chamber, because you've always got tons of things going on, lots to offer them, let's remind them how they can reach out and ask those questions.
Yeah, they can always stop by and see us. We love to talk to people in person, because if you stop by and talk to the ladies at the chamber, they're going to wow you. So we're at 110 East Meeting Street. We're downtown Morganton, across from both courthouses, so you can't miss us. If you want to give us a call, we're at 437-3021. Again, 437-3021, and all of our information is on our website. Carolina HealthWorks link is on the very front page of our website, and
Perfect.
It's burkecountychamber.org. So we love to talk to you about membership. If you got 2 to 50 employees and want to try to get health insurance, signed up for health insurance, we'd love to tell you more about our Carolina HealthWorks, or put you in touch with Andrew. And yeah, we're here to serve businesses, help you grow, and this is a way of hopefully saving your business a little bit of money. Not everybody is going to be guaranteed a savings, but hopefully a good number of businesses can see a good savings in their insurance. So love to talk to any business out there that would like to grow a little bit in Burke County.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Well, Tanya and Andrew, thank you for coming in this morning. And anybody with questions, just reach out, and the ladies there at the chamber are ready to help you out and answer those questions for you, and that's a great thing.
Yes, if I could put in one more plug,
yeah.
We all are going to be ringing bells today at Belk in Ooh. The Morganton Heights Shopping Center from 10 to 2. So anybody wants to come by and see us at Belk from 10 to 2, take your picture with us. We'll give you a shout out on social media for your business. So we're excited to help the Salvation Army out today, and excited to spend time with our friends at Belk. We always have to go see them a little bit afterwards, too. but we would love to have people come and see us at Belk today between 10 and 2. We'll I'll be there. So at different times,
helping out with the Red Kettle campaign. I love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Yes. There's Tanya Stevenson from the Burke County Chamber joining us this morning, and Andrew Kaiser as well, talking about the Burke Chamber and all the good things they've got going on here on this Kix Morning Chat.